although she swears she is innocent, Dorothy Regent has been sentenced to death for the killing of a native priest in the heart of the Malay jungle. In the darkness, Bob comes to that where she is held captive and attempts to release his mother by cutting a hole in the wall. Knowing they will all be killed if Bob's rash plan is discovered, Chandler takes Bob back to the inn. But Bob and Betty are secretly plotting to rescue their mother in another way. Chandu, the magician.
Hush, not so loud, Bob. Uncle Frank will hear us and he'll have to give it up.
Gee, yes, I know it. Say, let me tell you what he did.
What he did? When?
Just now.
You mean you've been outside somewhere? Oh, Bob, you haven't been over there where Mother is.
Yes, I have. I couldn't go to sleep thinking about Mother over there. And suddenly I thought, why couldn't I go over with that sharp knife I bought in Cairo and make a hole in the wall of that hut where Mother is and just get her out?
But how could you cut through the wall?
Because those huts are made out of layers and layers of those big flat leaves, dried and stuck together some way. No trick to cut through them. What I knew I'd have to look out for was that guard they keep there by the door.
Didn't he hear you?
No. I sneaked over there just like an Indian. I didn't make one sound. I sneaked over there, and there he was, standing right in front of the door, just like he was made out of stone or something.
Oh, Bob, why, you're a regular hero yourself. Wasn't Mother glad to see you?
Wait till I tell you. She wasn't so very. I mean, well, I sneaked up on that guard, and he never saw me at all. Can you beat that? Talk about the years of savages.
Well, go on, quick. What happened?
Well, I just sneaked right up to him and gave him a good punch in the chin.
How could you get up in front of him without him seeing you?
Well, I don't know how, but I tell you I did. I just stood along there in the shadow of the house, and I felt as though I only moved about an inch every hour. But he didn't see me. He couldn't see me until I was right there. And when he looked at me, I let him have it. And boy, did he hit the ground.
Oh, Bob, I never was so thrilled in my whole life. How did it happen you didn't bring Mother back with you?
Don't talk so loud. I went around to the back of the hut, and as soon as I cut a little tiny hole, I could hear Mother crying.
Crying? Oh, poor Mother.
Yeah. So I called her, and she tried to make me go away.
Well, why didn't she come with you?
Oh, she said they'd kill us all, and anyway, she said there wasn't any way we could get away from the village, even if we got her out of that hut, because...
But you could have brought her back over here, and Uncle Frank could have done
something. Yeah, that's just what I thought. But you know what? She kept telling me to go away, and I kept telling her no, I wouldn't. All of a sudden, there was a great big native calling right up toward me with a knife in his teeth.
Oh, God.
And just as he got up to me, there was Uncle Frank right out of nowhere. And he grabbed that native and made him drop the knife. And then he just magicked him or something, told him to go away and not remember that he saw anything or anyone.
He did?
Yes, sir. And then he made me take him around to where I knocked out that guard. And, I forgot to tell you, I tied him up with some cord I took from here and gagged him with a handkerchief.
I'll never be mean to you again as long as I live. And I'll never tease you about Judy or anything.
Well, I hope you don't. Well, Uncle Frank made me untie the guard and everything, because he said even if we did get Mother out, they'd just take us all right out in the jungle and kill us without a word. Now, can you beat that?
Do you suppose they really would?
Well, that's what he said. He said that I was not only risking my own life, but yours and Natasha's and Mother's besides. And if Father'd come back here, maybe, with permission to let Mother go, and here we'd all be dead.
Well, never mind. Nothing did happen. But say, when you came in here and waked me up, you said you had a scheme for us to go over there to the temple and everything. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I thought if you weren't afraid, we could go over there and do just as I said. We could knock on the door of the temple, and when they came, we could say that if they only wanted somebody to sacrifice, maybe they could take us and let Mother go. At first, I thought maybe we could draw straws or something to see who wins, but that...
Oh, no, I think we'd better both go. But what do you suppose Mother'd say? She'd never let us do it if she knew about it. She wouldn't even go away from that place if she thought they had us over there. You know that, Bob.
Oh, gee, I suppose she wouldn't.
Anyway, how would we know they'd let her go, even if we did go in there? Even if they told us they'd take us in her place.
Well, I guess we'd have to see them let her go before we'd let them lock us up.
Oh, yes. But if we saw Mother, then why wouldn't she see us? And what would Uncle Frank be doing all that time?
Well, this is just what I thought. Maybe it won't work, but then maybe it will. You know what Mother told me when I was over there to the hut to see her yesterday? About how she got that guard of hers to talking. And told her they had fellows that stood in front of the altar all night in the temple and burned fire and things so the guard wouldn't have to be left there alone.
Yes.
Well, those fellows must be over there now. We don't need to wait for it to be morning. We could go over right now. And then if they do it, if they'd let Mother go, I mean, we could watch from the temple, and we could see him let her go, and she'd just come back over here thinking nothing of it, huh? Now, wouldn't that work?
Well, we have to think of everything, you know. So we have to think like Mother'd do when she found out we weren't here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what would she do? She'd go and tell Uncle Frank, and Uncle Frank would go and ask the man over there at the temple, or... Maybe that fellow that runs the village, and then they'd know. But what could they do? I mean, Mother couldn't do anything about it once we were there. We have to fix it some way so she won't know about it till it's too late. Because there's no use trying to persuade her to let us do it.
Of course not. She never would.
Gee. When we left home to meet Uncle Frank in Paris, we never thought we'd die here in this jungle and never come back, did we?
No. Somehow, you always think that nobody but old people die. Oh, let's not think about that. Certainly no worse for us than it is for Mother.
No, it's not even as bad. Because, gee, she's already had such a lot of trouble with Father being gone all those years and thinking he was dead and everything.
Yes. And you know, we've made her a lot of trouble, too. Even the first time we went over to Egypt, we were always doing some crazy thing like getting lost or going down in that underground place of Nazis with Digger Crumb and that Arab.
Yeah, and up in Malta when we went down in the catacombs without a guide, nearly scared Mother to death.
Yes. Sometimes it seems as if she ought to be glad to get rid of us, doesn't it?
It sure does. Hey, listen. What's that? There's somebody out there on the veranda.
Nobody can see us in here. It's dark.
I'm going to see if I can see who it is. Keep still now.
What was he doing?
You saw who it was, didn't you?
Of course I did. It was Dr. Shaw.
Yeah, he came right along from the end of the inn down the veranda to this door. He looked as though he was trying to see in here.
Bob, do you suppose he's really mixed up with these natives in some way?
How do you mean?
Well, don't you know how funny he talked the other day when we first came? All about native superstitions and everything. You said yourself you thought he was kind of crazy.
Gee, I know I did, but I didn't think he'd... Gosh, Betty, you don't think about a white man really being in with these natives that are mean and cruel and everything like these are. I'd like to know what he wanted. Why would he just come up and kind of peek in and then go away?
Maybe he heard us talking.
Oh, I don't see how he could have. We were talking so low, and we weren't talking at all when he came along here.
Well, maybe we were wrong about him. Maybe he just came along here to see that everything was all right. I know he's been pretty worried about poor Mother.
Well, he didn't sound as though he stopped anywhere else along the veranda here. I heard his footsteps just going away.
Yeah.
Say, what about Natasha? Look in her room and see if she's all right, will you?
Well, why shouldn't she be all right?
Well, go on, look, quick.
Why, of course I will. What do you mean about her being all right? What's the matter, Bob?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you. But Uncle Frank told me he was kind of scared about Natasha. Because he said if these people found out she was a dancer, they might snatch her up and take her off to one of their places in the jungle. Because they have to have dancers for some of their ceremonies, you know. And I suppose they'd rather have a white girl than a native dancer any day, wouldn't you?
Oh, Bob, but you don't think Dr. Shaw could... Oh, dear, I don't know what to do.
Well, what do you mean? We can't help what Dr. Shaw does.
No, but if we go away and leave Natasha in there alone, and somebody comes and takes her away into the jungle while everybody's asleep...
Gee, yes, that's right. I wonder if Uncle Frank really is asleep.
Well, I should think he would be. He's hardly slept one wing since Mother's been over there in that awful place. No, he's terribly worried because he can't get her out by magic. I know he is.
Oh, boy, you should have heard what he said to me tonight about it.
What?
Well, I... You know how we've been wondering all the time what was the matter that he couldn't do something about Mother. And tonight... I just asked him about it before I thought. And, gee, he told me he was nearly crazy trying to think about it. And he didn't know what was the matter, and he told me he hoped I'd not speak to him about it again because...
You know, this is exactly what the yogi meant by that message Uncle Frank got in Singapore. You know, he said not to let any of us out of Uncle Frank's sight for even a minute, didn't he?
Oh, he didn't exactly say that. But he said to take us with him wherever he went. But, of course, Uncle Frank probably thought of that a million times.
Yes, and you know what else he said? He said that something was going to happen and Uncle Frank would lose his magic powers.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Well, yes, I think so.
Oh, no, I don't think he said that. Why should Uncle Frank lose it?
Well, I don't know. Of course, we can't figure all that out. But we've got to decide what we're going to do. If we're going to go over to that temple, we'll have to go right now because it's going to begin to get light pretty soon. What about Natasha?
Well, gee, I don't know, but we aren't sure they'd take Natasha away, of course. Uncle Frank only told me to watch her.
Well, for that matter, they might have taken her away while we were over there tonight trying to get Mother out of that hut.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, shall we go or not?
Oh, sure, let's go. Natasha will be all right, and if we can get him to let Mother go...
Yes, she'll only be alone for a few hours because Mother will be back and Uncle Frank will wake up. Come on, let's go right now before we start thinking of a lot of things.
Yeah. Take a good look around before we go out because it'll be the last time you'll probably see the sky and everything.
Oh, don't, Bob. Are you going to write a note?
No, let's not wait for that. We'd have to go out in the other room and get paper and everything. Uncle Frank might hear us. He'll find out where we are.
Well, Come on, let's go. Listen, Bob. I'm sorry for all the mean things I've said to you and everything.
Well, that's all right. I've said a lot of things to you, too. I'd rather have you for my sister than anybody I know of. Are you scared?
Well, yes, I am a little. But, oh, come on. It's silly to be scared when Mother's over there in that awful place.
Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.